We do have a few prayer requests for this morning. The first one is for Joanne West, who is having knee replacement surgery this morning. And then Ashlyn Franklin, severe pain after surgery last night. They were able to remove wound vacs on her legs. Hallelujah. They are still on the abdomen, chest, and arm. Surgery number 9 scheduled for Thursday. And then a prayer request for a friend of mine named Monty, who lost his mom. And then unspoken prayer request for my friend in Altus, Quincy Peterson. And then Mignon Sayer asked us to pray for Sonora's back and pray for Joseph General's salvation. And then I have a few more here that I need to get on paper. So I'll give you this one and then finish writing them.
Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are sufficient for every need that we have. You are a God that can do all things, Lord, and we thank you that you are touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And Lord, so you know these people by name. You know their need. You know all of the ins and outs about their situations of life. Lord, and you can meet those needs. You are the only one that can meet every need that we have. And so, Father, we lift up John West, who is having knee replacement surgery this morning. Father, we just ask you to go with him into this surgery. Lord, that your peace would just be upon him. And Lord, I pray, Father, that you would guide the hands of the doctors. Lord, I pray that this surgery would be successful. Lord, and that you would bring completeness, Lord, that it would correct the problem. Lord, that there would be no complications. Father, we ask you that his recovery time would be quickened. Father, because of your healing virtue that is flowing through him. God, in Jesus' name, we just ask you, Lord, that you would surround every part of this surgery, Lord, with your grace and with your presence and with your healing power. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. We ask it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you for Ashlyn Franklin, Lord, that has severe pain after surgery. Lord, we thank you that they were able to remove the wound vacs on her legs, but she still has them on her abdomen, chest, and arm, and they are scheduling another surgery. And this one, Lord, is the 9th one. Father, I pray that you would strengthen her body. Father, I pray that you would do what no surgeon can do, Lord, and that you would bring wholeness. That you would bring wholeness, Lord, healing and wholeness to her, Father. That you would complete that work, Lord. That, Lord, Father, sometimes the doctors have so much to do, Lord, that they cannot maybe get to it all or do it all, or maybe complications sometimes arise. But, Father, that's why we ask you to be the great physician in her case. Lord, I pray, God, that you would cause these surgeons to be able, and, Lord, that the great physician would take over, Lord, and that you would do what they cannot do, Lord, and that you would bring complete wholeness, Lord, that you would cause recovery time to be shortened, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And Father, that you would do a complete work and do what they cannot do, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, for Monty that lost his mom. Lord, we pray, Father, that you would comfort his heart, that you would cause him to have hope, Lord, Father, that he would see her someday. Father, I pray, Lord, that she was a Christian and she was ready to go. Lord, and Father, I just pray, Lord, you know all things. And Father, we just trust him into your hands, Lord, that you would strengthen him, that you would go. And Lord, I pray that you would Father, when there's a loss in our family, Lord, we really miss those people for a while. And we don't know quite what we're going to do without them. But Lord, I pray, God, that you would be his companion, that you would be his wisdom. Lord, a lot of times our moms give us wisdom in our life, and they steer us in the right direction. And Father, we just pray, Lord, that you would send people alongside, Father, to give him encouragement, to give him wisdom. And Lord, that you would become his wisdom. Lord, that you would reveal yourself to him in a greater way than he has ever experienced you as he is walking through this time. Lord, in that, Father, you would give him a hope that makes his grief have purpose, Lord, because you give us hope when we're walking through sorrow. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we pray, Lord, for Quincy. Lord, you know the need in his life. Lord, we don't know anything about this request, but Lord, you know him by name. And you know everything that touches his life. You know his very need. You know his thoughts. You know his struggles. You know his feelings. You know his discouragement. You know his upliftings. And you know the good and the bad about us and in our lives, Lord. And we just commit him to you, Lord. We ask you to do him good. We ask you to reveal yourself to him in a greater way than he has ever sensed your presence before. And we give you praise, Lord, for just being God to him, because you can be God alone. Lord, you don't need any help being God, because you know just exactly what to do. There's nothing that escapes your notice, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are an all-sufficient God, and there is no lack in you. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
And then here's a couple more. One for Sonora's back, uh-huh. And then pray for Joseph, general salvation. And then pray for Rudy. He lost all in a house fire.
Okay. Father, we just lift up Mignon's requests to you today for Sonora's back. Lord, we know that you are the great physician, Lord, and that even as the person that we talked about today that came to you and said, if you will, you can make me whole. You can make me clean. And your answer was, I will. Lord, and Jesus took those stripes on his back for our healing. So, Lord, we just receive what Jesus has already done. And, Lord, even as he said, it is finished on the cross. Lord, we ask you to do the completed work in Sonora's back. Father, that you would put everything in order, everything in line. Father, that you would relieve every pain, Father, and take the source of her pain away from her. Lord, and we just bind the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, actually he is the one that causes every pain and every problem that we have. Lord, because he is our enemy, and we bind him in the name of Jesus. We take authority over him, and we command him to loose her in every area of her life, and to give her complete victory. Lord, and we thank you, God, that you are able, you are more than able to meet her needs, Father. And we thank you, Father, for touching her and giving her healing. Lord, and we thank you, Father, for Joseph's, is his name Joseph General, or is his? Okay, Joseph General, Lord. Father, we stand in the gap for his salvation. Father, we ask you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would come and draw him unto yourself, Lord, and that he would put in his heart, Lord, that he wants to turn to you. Lord, help him to realize the good that you can do him, and that you have good plans for him. And, Lord, help him to turn over all of the areas, all of his sins, and all of the areas, Lord, in his life that he is struggling with, Lord. And, Father, I pray that you would reveal him and that you would draw him. And, Lord, that he would turn it all over to you. Father, we thank you because when we do that, you make us a new creature in you. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. We cannot do that for ourselves, Lord, but you do it. Lord, you do it for us, and it comes when we surrender our life to you, Lord. And so, Father, we ask you to draw him. We ask you, God, that you would encourage him to say yes to you, Lord, and let it be a complete surrender so that you can reveal yourself in all of your greatness to him. You can reveal your future for him, Lord. Step at a time. You can take him down a positive road that he has never experienced before. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray for him. Lord, and we pray for Rudy, Lord, that lost his house in this house fire. Lord, we pray, Father, that you would cause provision to come to him. Lord, from whatever quarter, Lord, that you would draw people to him to give him resources. Lord, I pray that you would give him a different place to live. Lord, a better place to live than even his old house. Lord, I pray, Father, that you would provide finances for him. Lord, to meet all of his needs. I pray, Lord, that people would even bless him with groceries, Lord, and let it be all of the favorite things that he likes. Lord, I just praise you, Lord, that you can meet every need. Lord, because sometimes when people lose their house, Lord, they feel like they've lost everything. And they sometimes have a hard time knowing how to start over. But, Lord, I pray, Father, that you would make it easy. Lord, that you would give him help from every source and every direction, Lord, that can help him. And that you would raise people up and that they would be obedient to your voice and that they would minister to him, Lord, in his need. And we thank you, Father, for doing that for him. Lord, and that you would give him greater than what he lost. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Heart to Hearts, Forgiven and Set Free, a compassionate and confidential 4-week Bible study designed to help guide suffering and hurting women through the emotional scars of past abortion experiences. Mondays only, April 3rd through the 24th from 6 to 7 p.m. For more information or to enroll, you can call 580-243-2229, Monday through Thursday, noon to 6. Our sponsor for today is Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue, right here in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grants Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269. When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grants Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barberdison Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barberdison Ford Elk City, only at barberdisonford.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We're back. You're tuned in to the Hour of Power. Back to you, Miss Mary.
Okay. The next thing that Jesus said that he would do was found in John 6:40. And he said, "This is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." And so this talks about the blessed hope that we have. Because even if we die, if knowing Jesus, it's not over. It's not over because Jesus is coming again. And when he comes, he's going to sound a trumpet. And those in the grave are going to hear him. And it says, they that are asleep in Christ, they will rise first. And then we which are alive and remain, we will also be caught up in the air with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so comfort ye one another with these words, because then we're going to be forever with the Lord. That's when he's coming back. We've got a blessed hope. We've got a blessed future ahead of us. So that's it's important that he said, "I'll raise him up at the last day." Because that gives you hope for the afterlife. So, and then the next one, this was in a situation where Jesus was talking to Peter one day. And this was found in John, the 21st chapter. And he asked Peter a question. He said, "Peter, do you love me?" "Oh, yes, I do, Lord." He said, "Well, feed my sheep." And then he asked Peter that question two more times. He asked him that question three times. And it said, by the third time, Peter was kind of concerned that he kept asking him the same question. He said, "Lord, you know that I love you." And he said, "Well, feed my sheep." And so then he said, you follow me, Peter. You follow me." And about that time, Peter looked around and he saw this other disciple. And most people think this was John the Beloved that he saw, because John leaned on the Savior's breast, and he saw John following, and he said, "Well, Lord, what's going to happen to him? What's going to happen to him? What's this man going to do?" And Jesus said to him, he said, "If I will that he, John, tarry till I come, what is that to you? You follow me." Because we can't live somebody else's life. And what God has for another person, he has for them. But he has something special for us too. And so we don't have any reason to be jealous over anybody or try to, you know, And yet at the same time, sometimes we might see qualities in another person that we wish we had. Mm-hmm. And we can ask God for them. Mm-hmm. We can ask God for even, God can use a lot of different people with the same gifts and the same qualities. Why? Because he sends us all in different directions. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to get in the way of each other. So we don't have to be jealous of each other. And we don't have to think that we have to do it all. Or that nobody else can do it with us, because he'll send us one direction and them another. Mm-hmm. And then he can use three or four people with the same gifting and the same calling. Because there's lots of people that has the same need and need the same message, but they live in different places. Mm-hmm. And so God has a way of using us all. And he's not going to let any of us miss out. Mm-mm. You know, following Jesus is the most exciting thing in your life, because you never know what you're going to be doing. You never know what assignment you're going to be on. And sometimes you might not quite like that assignment. It might take you a little while to say, okay, Lord, I'll go there. You know, but when we surrender to him, that's when he gives us. When we surrender to him, he just blesses us all over the place. He does. He makes it worth our while to serve mm-hmm. him. Not only do we have our home in heaven to look forward to, but he makes it worth it down here. Even if we have to go through hard things, his presence goes before us. Mm-hmm. He walks with us through those hard things. He gives us the answers to say when we don't know what to do or what to say. He's our sufficiency in every situation in our life. And I don't know where else to find that kind of help. Mm-hmm. There is none. He is God all by himself. And he can show himself strong all by himself. And some people try to help him. They try to tell him, God, I need this. And here's the way you can do it. You know? But he might say, I have a better solution than even you ever thought of. Mm-hmm. And what he wants to give us might be greater than what we even want. So it's better for us to just turn it over to him and say, Lord, show me what to do and help me and give me the strength and give me the power to do it. And I'll go do it. Because that way I know I can't mess up. You know, and we'll find out. That we come out on the best, in the best end of the deal. Mm-hmm. And so he says, follow me. And the greatest surrender was when Jesus prayed this to the Father. And he asked God to lift this cup, you know, when he was fixing to go to the cross. Jesus was willing, but yet... And he knew that there wasn't any other way. But yet the humanness in him said, Father, if there's any way possible, let this cup pass from me. But he knew that there wasn't. But he said, but Lord, he said, he went in Matthew 26:39, he went a little further and he fell on his face saying, Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And that is the greatest surrender that any of us can do. Not as our will, Lord, but as you will. Because God's will is always better. His will is far exceedingly more above than what we could ever ask or think. And his will is always better for us. He knows the perfect way. And so if we can surrender to his will, sometimes we don't see, you know, that will could be better. We think our will sometimes. But if we could just say, Lord, your will be done. I tell the Lord all the time, and I mean it. I say, Lord, I don't have an agenda. I'm just here to do your will. I want your will to be my will. Mm-hmm. I want your will to be my agenda. There's not one thing that I want except what you want for me, because you got the best. You got the best. And so, you know, and so if we can surrender our will to him, there's no telling what he can use us to do. Because he gives us the power. We're just his vessel. But he channels us, his anointing and his power through us. And when he does that, we get so excited because he is using us. And he dumps it, as he's dumping it on the other person, he dumps it out on us, mm-hmm. too. And we get to be partaker of the blessing right along with them. There's no way you can outdo God. There's no way. He's the greatest thing that ever happened to us. The greatest thing. To think that he would want to be our God. Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're made out of the dust of the earth. But God loved us so much that he sent, he's bankrupted heaven to send Jesus. He sent us his best to send Jesus to redeem us from our sins so we could be with him in heaven forever. We got it made. People, just stick with Jesus. I don't care what the devil tries to do to you. Jesus has made you a conqueror. Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, because you can put him, I overcame him for you, and I put him under my feet. And all you have to do is say, in the name of Jesus, devil, you are under Jesus' feet, and he has given me power and authority over you and over all of your devices. And I pull down every stronghold that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And God gives me the victory. We are victorious in him. Mm-hmm. In him that loved us. He gives us everything we need. So all we have to do is holler, Abba, Father, I need you. I can't do this in myself. I need you. Be my sufficiency. Mm-hmm. Be my answer. Be my strength. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. And he never leaves us or forsakes us. He carries us. When we can't carry ourselves, he picks us up and he carries us. He's the greatest thing that ever happened. I wouldn't want any other God. I wouldn't want any other God. The things of this world that people put before them as gods, they can't never satisfy like Jesus does. Ever. And those things are going to pass away. And then they're going to be left with nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing but the things of this world and who they served, which was the enemy. And you have to go where the person that you served is going to spend eternity. And so, you know, but think of what you're giving up. If you ever get tempted to give God up, amen. Just think of it and say, no, devil, I can't afford to lose it, because it's greater than anything you ever had to offer, because all you want to do is steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has given me abundant life, and that more abundantly. And I can't even describe that, because the word says, eye has not seen nor ear heard the things that God has for those that love him.
Amen.
You have a blessed day today.
Amen. I want to read a comment that was posted during the program this morning. It shows up Bruce Ramsey. However, it was Shelley Ramey that posted it. I hope I said your name right, Ramey. I haven't been able to listen in a long time. The Lord is speaking new hope into my life after several years of hopelessness. The first word I caught this morning, this a.m., was hope. And looked at the table and saw the word hope. How cool was that? Go God. Message sent from Shelley. You know, Monday, as I was getting ready to come do the hour of power, His Holy Spirit said, it's a good day to take that painting that you did. It's a good day to remind people that there's hope. Even in the darkest situations, there's hope. Because, you know, when Jesus was on that cross, they were mocking him. The two thieves on the cross with him. That's about as hopeless as you can get back then, is on the cross. I mean, that's as hopeless as you can get. Because you know what's happening. You know what's going down in that moment when you're there. One decided to mock. And then the other one only asked to be remembered. Only asked to be remembered. And if I remember right, he told the other guy, do you not know who this is? And then he asked Jesus, will you remember me? And Jesus told him, this day you will be with me in paradise. That's as hopeless as you can get. Yeah. Hanging on a cross. And couldn't you just imagine hanging there next to the Messiah? It had to look pretty hopeless. But God. Yeah. And that guy did not have time. That guy didn't have time to be baptized.
Yeah. And he didn't even say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. He just said, remember me.
Yeah.
And Jesus took him all the way.
Did he not?
That's our God.
He saw that. He saw that was repentance right there. And he just took him all the way.
If you can do nothing else today, remember Jesus and say his name.
Yeah. That's
right. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power. The most powerful hour of the day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, from my sister in Christ, Miss Monica Lovell, and from our sister in Christ, Miss Mary Fullerton. Y'all have a good day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.
Let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be